Blog Talk Radio. Well, shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Jaina. How's everybody doing today? Hope everything is going well. First day of the week again. Here we go. Still waiting on the Most High to deliver, so we will continue to do what we did, what we've been doing. I'm glad for the class yesterday. We had a few visitors, unexpected visitors, but hey, we're here now, you know. Somebody please push one and let me know if you can hear me. Things be well. I just need to know if you can hear me today. Thank you so much, 228. Appreciate you. Today, let me see. I wanted to talk about something today. I had the privilege today of watching the History Channel this morning. And it just amazed me. Hold on 1 minute. I'm sorry, I had to sneeze. It amazed me how they are setting the stage up. There's a man out there called Von Daniken or something, and he wrote a book called The Chariots of the Gods. And they were talking about God in the Bible. And they use this man, talk about how he went to Catholic school and how he was raised up believing in God. And they have turned this thing around where no longer do we have Elohim, but we have many gods, and they're really extraterrestrials. That's the big thing now. And I just couldn't believe what I was hearing, that they would, you know, say something like that, but they did. And I'm like, man, they are really setting the stage up for this thing right here. It's just incredible. And the things that he said, well, God doesn't have to travel in a vehicle. And Ezekiel talks about him traveling in a vehicle. And Enoch talks about vehicles. And these are the gods. These are the ones that came down and manipulated the DNA of mankind. I mean, it's just they're setting the stage. And then you had this Jewish guy sitting there not saying a word. You know, not saying anything. And of course they had a black pastor in the room where he was agreeing. And I'm like, what in the world is going on? They are really getting this thing set up so that nobody believes in Yah, but they believe in extraterrestrials from outer space. You know? I was like, wow. It's incredible. And so I just wanted to kind of put that on the record today to let people know that that is absolutely incorrect. There is a creator. There is an Elohim. They even talked about the 12 tribes of Israel. There is 12 tribes that he selected, that he chose for himself. And no, we are not dealing with alien grays. And no, we're not dealing with alien species. We're dealing with the creator. So I was like, wow, you guys are really taking it to the extreme. You know, and everybody was so, it was called William Schaffner's Alien Something. And he was so excited to have him. I'm like, they are really going too far with this stuff. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, wow, really? I'm going to try to find it on YouTube and see if I can pull it up so you can at least hear it, because it's unbelievable. You know, now all of a sudden, the gods, these people came down and made us. Hold on, let me see. I'm going to try to find it if I can. Just going to pull up William Shatner in the History Channel. Yeah. And I just was like, wow, this is really getting out of control. It really is. And they have taken control of the narrative so to the point where they are really trying to make this think, you know what I'm saying, trying to give an explanation for everything. And it's incredible how they pull dust these people out of the closet and come up with this crazy stuff. And people would begin to believe this mess. It's unreal. I'm like, really? You know, and it's just, I don't know. It's just, you know how we are. You know, so now all of a sudden, Yah's not, he's not, he, well, I can't get upset because they don't really know him anyway. They really don't know, and they're never going to accept that he is who he is. You know, so I just think it's a shame. But I guess this is what we have to go through, you know, in order to get to where we're going, you know, because I just watch the hypocrisy, the deception. The deception is great. I mean, really great. Incredible stuff. You know, even with the stuff, and I want to apologize if I seemed short yesterday. No, you know, no offense. I'm dealing with, you know what I'm dealing with. We don't even have to go into that, but you guys know. So I just wanted to, you know, let you guys know that I didn't mean to snap at anyone. If I did, and if I came across that way, I really am very sorry because I didn't mean to do that. There are some things that I left out yesterday that we were talking about that I wanted to add because we were talking about the lake of fire being the final stop. And the lake of fire is not the final stop. The lake of fire, the bottomless pit is the final stop according to the scriptures. So, you know, that's where we are with that. So I just want to, you know, because I know we had talked about the lake of fire being a, but remember, I think it's in Revelations where after the 1,000 years that Satan will be loosed again for a season. So he's coming up out of the lake of fire to be, or he's going to be put in chains, and then he's going to be able to come up and deceive again for a season. And once that season is up, which it doesn't say how long it's going to be, then he's going to be thrown into the bottomless pit. So I just wanted to share that with you guys so that, you know, we wouldn't have that misunderstanding. But I think it went pretty good overall. Anybody have anything you'd like to share? I am definitely open. You know, we really wanted to get the chance to talk and talk about some of this. I'm trying to find it. With Eric Don Donovan. His name is Eric Von. Wait a minute. Eric Von Donovan. I think that's his name. Chariots of the Gods. Let me see if I can pull it up. Because I watched it this morning. I'm like, wow, are you kidding me? But, I mean, you know, they go to these people and they take these people at their word, and now all of a sudden these people have become experts. These are scientists who are trying to explain godly things and things that have happened in the scriptures, and it's just taking everybody down this bunny trail. And I'm like, this is not real? That's not what this was? You know, and I try not to get upset because I know they don't know Yah, and they're not trying to know Yah, but they have incredibly taken over and spent the story in their direction. Really. It is really something. I was like, wow. Yep, so I don't know. Oh, Lord. It's just a lot. And it's like to see all of that, you just look like, what in the world is this? What is going on? But that's where we at. That's what we live in. You know, I guess we just got to deal with it. The more we see, the more angrier we get, especially when other people are trying to tell the story, and they're telling it incorrectly on purpose. On purpose. You know, so I don't know. I was so upset, I wanted to write the show like, when are you going to stop lying? When are you going to stop lying? You know, you just wonder, when are they going to stop lying? No, I don't know. You want to say that anyway, you know, because it just doesn't stop. You know. But I guess I got to be patient. You know, I got to be patient. Anybody have anything to talk about? Anything you want to share? because you know how my day's been yesterday and today, so I don't have a topic per se, but we can talk about anything that you would like to talk about, you know. Anybody? Anything going on in current affairs? Anything happening out there? Let me see. I mean, I know that, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the news. Let me see if I can pull this up. Hold on just a second. I'm going to let this go, and I'm going to pull this up so you can hear this. It's a lot. Oh, you know what? Someone sent me an email the other day talking about the AI God. How about that? That now they're coming up with an AI God. And you'd be like, okay, well, what's the big deal about that? Remember, the end time prophecy says that they're going to erect a statue in the form of the beast. And if you don't bow down and worship the statue, you're going to get your head cut off. And now they've introduced an AI God. It's like, wow, really? Yeah.
Well,
you know, and it's just incredible.
You conduct a presidential campaign.
It's really something when you start to understand what's going on. They are really moving pretty fast. And that's what people were saying yesterday, you know, that they think they're going to move pretty fast. And they probably are, but, you know, all of the stuff that has to happen would be at warp speed. If we was to wrap this up in 2 years, it'd be so fast you wouldn't even remember none of it. It has to go through its course. It has to run its course. So that's the biggest thing, is to make sure that it runs its course. You know, and it will. But they are definitely coming. I'm pulling it up now so that I can let you guys see what they're talking about. But they do. They have an AI. They are creating an AI God. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Let me see.
The creation. This is not a joke. This is actually happening as we speak. It could already be created. So if you're just tuning in, this is what I've been led to share. It's not a joke. It's not. I promise you this is no joke whatsoever. Okay, it isn't. And it's hard for me to do this video. It really is. I don't want to do it. I'm just telling you right now, I don't want to do this video. But I feel led within my spirit to do this video. Hello, can you all hear me? You let me know if you can hear me. I'm going to wait just one moment, you all. If you're just tuning in, they creating an AI God. So I see I've misspelled my heading. They creating an AI God. Let me fix this, you all. I'm going to fix it. They are creating an AI God. Is the sound perfect? Rodolfo, honey. If it were all true, really. Hello there, King Ahukamundo, you all. We're gonna look at this. This ain't no joke, okay? I promise you it's not a joke at all. That's wonderful. Thank you, Sharon. So let me put it back to me. Oh, I am on me. You've been seeing me. We're gonna get right to it. So let me go to the first thing that I saw. Okay, I went right here. We're gonna go right here. So this article is 4 years old. Deus Ex Machina. A former Google engineer is developing an AI God. The way of the future, a religious group founded by Anthony Lewandowski, wants to create a deity based on artificial intelligence for the betterment of society. You may say, and some have said, it will never happen. God will not allow it. Look, are you their God? So we can see this, you all. And this may not be a video for you, but if you believe in the existence of God and you pray to God, you might want to listen. You really might want to listen. Intranet service, check. Autonomous motorcycle, check. Driverless car, technology, check. Obviously, the next logical project for a successful Silicon Valley engineer is set up an AI-worshipping religious organization. Yes. So let's look at this, you all. Anthony Lewandowski, who is at the center of a legal battle between the Uber and Google's Waymo, he has established a nonprofit religious corporation called the Way of the Future. According to state filings, first uncovered by Wired's back channel, the Way of the Future, you all, the Way of the Future is... Their startling mission is to develop and promote the realization of a Godhead based on artificial intelligence and through understanding and worship of the Godhead contribute to the betterment of society. You all, please, please, please have an open mind, you all. Don't sit there and think it would never happen. Okay? There's things happening right now that we thought would never happen. And I may not be able to look at all, I probably won't be watching your comments because I want to get through this, you all. This is not something I want to do, but it's something that needs to be heard. The co-founder of autonomous trucking. He bought Uber. Okay, we don't need to be thinking about that. Okay, so look this. He must be grateful for this religious fallback project, first registered in 2015. First registered in 2015. And the Way of the Future team did not respond to requests for more information about their proposed benevolent AI overlord. You may say, why do you say benevolent, Gina? Well, that's what they called it, a benevolent AI overlord. But history tells us that new technologies and scientific discoveries have continually shaped religion, killing old gods and giving birth to new ones. Now comes author Yuval Noah Harari. You may say, Gina, who is Yuval Noah Harari? Well, let me show you a picture of Mr. Harari. Hold on one moment, please, you all.
Really?
You may say, well, who is he? This is who he is. I've done plenty of videos. Well, I started doing videos on what did he say on my YouTube channel, you all. What did he say is what I did videos on. You all, what is going on with my phone?
Okay.
I'm trying to see what happened with my phone. I have to literally.
Okay, come on now. You're doing too
I've
much.
I've got to turn off my.
Okay, get to the point.
They're disciples. So look at this. The church does a terrible job of reaching out to Silicon Valley types, acknowledges Christopher. The Trans-Christian Transhumanist Association. You may say, Gina, I've never heard of that. Well, you're hearing of it now. Silicon Valley, meanwhile, has sought solace in technology and has developed quasi-religious concepts, including the singularity. The hypothesis that machines will eventually be so smart that they will outperform all human capabilities, leading to a superhuman intelligence that will be so sophisticated it will be incomprehensible to our tiny, fleshy, rational brain.
All right. There it is, you guys. There it go. They're getting it set up according to the scriptures. There it is. They're getting it set up according to the scripture. Now, let me find the scripture that says that. Anybody have any questions? All right, let's see. Revelation 13. Here it go. Revelation 13 from 4 to 18. And it says, and they worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemy. And power was given unto him for 42 months. And he opened his mouth, that's 3.5 years, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against Yah to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. And all they that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceive them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image, here you go, to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life, here we go, unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehand, and that no man might buy or sell save he that have the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Now they're implementing AI, an AI God that will be super intelligent to the point where our human capacity and our minds will be irrelevant. Prophecy is lining up. It's lining up just like the scripture said. They already do. They're getting this thing. And like she said, that was 4 years ago. 4 years ago. Anybody have any questions? Everybody's sitting around talking about that ain't going to ever happen. It's happening. Our phones are talking to us now. Siri and whoever else they want to use that talks back to you, our phone. So this is not going to be that far-fetched. All they got to do is make an AI robot to look like this man, and this robot is going to talk and do everything that need to do. And guess what? You're going to be made to fall down and worship this robot. Because that's all it is. You know, they are moving, and the Most High's word is not going to come back void. It's not. You know, and this is all has to do with Yahweh Shah HaMashiach. This is his. This is the ending of the book that's the New Testament writing. And this is coming into fruition. It's happening. It really is. So, I mean, you know, when this kind of information comes to light, you got to watch. He said, all you got to do is watch. And everybody, I don't think that's not going to happen. And y'all ain't going to, yes, it is. It's going to happen just like the book said it is. It's going to happen just like the book said it is. His word is not going to return back unto him void. It's just not going to do it. So, you know, and as we watch the wars and the rumors of wars, we're watching the weather anomalies. I can't say that word, but you know, the unusual weather patterns, the fires and the earthquakes and the tornadoes and all kind of stuff jumping off. We got 70-degree weather in the wintertime. I mean, all these things are happening. And it's just, it's not normal. I mean, so, you know, we just got to get, we got to watch. Watch as well as pray. We do. You know. This is going to be some serious stuff right here, you know, but hopefully we will be in the wilderness at the time. And we won't be the ones to have to deal with that, you know, because that's the last 3.5 years before the Gentile reign is over. No. And that's what we were saying yesterday. You know, we have to get ourselves prepared for that. We can't rush Yah in coming. We can't rush Yahweh Shah in coming back. However, we can get ourselves together so when he gets ready to deliver us, we can leave up out of here. Because that's coming too. We can't put a timeline on it. We can't pinpoint it. You can't rush it. You just have to wait. You know, so I thought that was very interesting to have that up there because we've been teaching that in church forever, you know, about this AI God, you know, and having this information. So, you know, as we move forward, we do what we have to do. You know, we educate ourselves and each other as to what to look for so when the prophecies are being fulfilled, you know what they are. You know, so I think that is very important in the things that we're trying to do here. As far as anything happening politically, I don't follow it. I don't like to put it in my spirit because it's so much stuff going on out here now that all of them they're all in this thing together. Everybody is doing this to fulfill whatever it is they have to fulfill. There is no, I don't believe in a Republican and Democratic Party. They're both the same group of people, and the agenda is the same. The theater is just for the people, in my opinion. You know, it's just for the people. You know, so we have to, we just have to keep watching, trust Yah. His name is Eric Von Daniken. He wrote a book called The Chariots of the Gods. You know, and he is talking about the gods. And this is the man I was telling you about that was interviewing with William Shatner. And it's just incredible the stuff that they... I'm just still amazed at how people can listen to these people. It's incredible. You know, because now everybody's talking about E.T. and everybody. Let me let you hear some of this mess. Hold on. I'm getting ready to bring it up.
In my own Catholic education. And that's simply what...
Here we go. Now, hold on. Here we go. Here we go.
Also, I have no idea what God is. I call God, of course, many other titles. In the meantime, I'm quite an old man, and therefore, there are a lot of questions asked to me by different people concerning my life and my books. Let's start with number one, the idea of chariots of the gods. During my high school time, I was strictly educated in a Catholic boarding school led by Jesuits. These are Catholic priests. Of course, I myself was a deep believer in God. I am still am a deep believer in God. Also, I have no idea what God is. I call God the great spirit of the universe in every respect. Now, I had doubts in my own Catholic education, and I simply wanted to know if other communities in antiquity have similar stories than we Christians had. So I started to read other religions, old religions, and then I realized most of these religions tell the same thing. Somebody descended from the sky with smoke, fire, with rumbling loud noise, and the people believed this was God. But the real God, the omnipotent God, does not need a vehicle in which to move from point A to point B. The real God would be all over, like a spirit. So this couldn't be God. I started to think and I started to write. At that time, roughly 1951, in the German-speaking world, there was a magazine called Neues Europa, New Europe. And for this magazine, I published several articles already in 1950, 51, 52. And they all had to do with my later books with Chariots of the Gods. But I was a writer already in the beginning of the 50s. First, it was a catastrophe that the book came on the market. Nobody wanted the book. I was proud, like every young writer. I was proud that I had a wonderful story, but I could not find a publisher. I sent my story to 20 German publishers, and it always came back with, we are not interested, or it's too speculative, or it's not scientific enough, etc. I was absolutely disappointed. And we have to know, at that time, I was manager of a first-class hotel in Switzerland. This had to do with my past and my parents. I grew up in the hotel business. So, as a hotel director, I wrote Chariots of the Gods. I could not find a publisher because one of my hotel guests helped me to find a publisher. Finally, Chariots of the Gods came on the market. Now, in those years, in Switzerland, there was a magazine called Die Weltwoche, roughly translated, the week in the world. And this magazine started to publish parts of Chariots of the Gods before the book was on the market. A few months later, the book came, and it became a bestseller immediately because of the help of this magazine, Die Weltwoche. Already then, the question raised among the scientific community, are we alone in the universe? Are there others? What do forms of life need? For example, we human-like beings, we need, of course, air. We need oxygen. Are there other forms of life? Of course, there are forms of life. The so-called anaerobic bacteria, they need no oxygen. Oxygen is for them like poison. Or even in the heat of a volcano, there are bacteria who survive. So the question already in the beginning of the 50s was, our form of life is probably not unique in the universe. There might be different forms of life which have nothing to do with our form of life, with the oxygen-breathing being. Well, I took this topic over and asked, are we alone? In the meantime, I'm definitely sure we are not alone. Well, first we have to understand what panspermia is. There was a Swedish Nobel Prize when said, Eric, even if extraterrestrial life would exist, even if we expect this as a speculation, we would never come together because the distances between the stars are too far. They are measured in light years, and nobody can reach these light years. You would need a speed of light or something like this, which practically is impossible. So even if they do exist, we do not come together. Already in 1968, I was completely against it. Of course it is possible to come together with life in outer space. Simply, if you use a mother spaceship, what is a mother spaceship? A gigantic construction in which generations live. So the children make children and the children make children, etc. Even in certain mother spaceship could only travel with 2% of the speed of light. It would reach the distance of 10 light years within 500 Earth years. So it's quite possible to travel. And I had this meeting already in 1968. It is quite possible to travel in space without very high speed. It will work, and we have been visited. You know, in the past, these extraterrestrials were here, and they had contact with several humans. These humans learned the language of the extraterrestrials. And some of these humans asked them, where do you come from? And they always point to the sky and said, from up there. They even give the names of some solar systems which we cannot understand. No one said, we come from Atlantis or we come from another continent. They always said, we come from outer space. Now, theoretically, you cannot exclude the following speculation. Imagine our own human society would have been high advanced some 10 or 20,000 years ago in the past, and our advanced civilization would be destroyed for whatever the reason is. But before the destruction, one of our own spaceships disappeared into the outer space. And now, after a few thousand years, our own people came back to see what happened. And the Arcturian people...
All right, hold on. Let me get this. Hold on. Let me get this right. All right. So, okay. So you guys heard what he said. He said that he believes God is a vapor. He's everywhere all the time, so he doesn't need to travel in a spaceship. Basically, what he is saying is the things that Ezekiel saw and the things that Enoch saw, those were extraterrestrials. That was not God. This is the teaching that they have going on now around the science community, is that those things, because God, per se, the one in the Bible, is everywhere all the time. He's a big vapor of smoke, so he doesn't need to travel in a vehicle. And this is the teaching that they have. This is what's going on right now in terms of the science community and the History Channel. They're talking that the things that, so you know what that would do? That would nullify the whole Old Testament. Old Testament over, children of Israel over, all this would just be nullified because they would tell us that we was worshiping an extraterrestrial. That's where we at. That is the teaching that is now out there for the world to hear because they realize that that Bible is about us. They know that those scriptures talk about the children of Israel, and it's about us. And as a result of that, they have to tear that down because, oh, my goodness, we just can't have that kind of teaching going on. So now all of a sudden, everything that we heard, all the people who came in contact with Abraham, the Moshe, the burning bush, the whole thing, extraterrestrial. And they compare it to the gods of the other nations that was distributed to the other people, and they say, see, here's the example. In this society, they talk about gods that came from the earth. Those gods came down and taught them different things and gave them insight on wars and all. Well, we know that because of the Book of Enoch. Now they're bringing in the Book of Enoch. They're bringing in the Apocrypha now. I mean, they're doing all the stuff that we've been teaching. They have twisted it around to make it say something else. That's how I know that we are getting closer and closer to getting out of here. Because they're going with that same puff of smoke teaching. Oh, he's everywhere all the time. Oh, he's a being. And that's exactly what we're dealing with. That is exactly what we're dealing with. And people better pay attention because the deception is going to be great. Why is it going to be great? It's because they have access to the media and everything else to get their point across. And they make us seem like that we're just a bunch of crazy black people talking about nothing. They are. I even heard one say that the Ark of the Covenant the power that came out of the Ark of the Covenant was some sort of a scientific phenomenon that they're trying to figure out what it had in there to cause it to react the way that it did. You know, and we already feel like we're the underdog anyway from doing the things that we're doing. You know? So that's where we are. Yep. Anybody have any questions about that? Concerns? Comments? I know you guys got something to say. You know, that's something. We watching all of this stuff happen, and it's like, wow, that's crucial. It's really crucial. All praises be to the Most High. This is the world we're living in. This is what's happening. Area code 540, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I have a comment.
Yes,
tell
sir.
Everybody, hold the line. Hold the line. Do not give up. Do not give up your faith. Because they're going to come at us with everything they've got to try to persuade us into going back into those churches, going back into that false belief system that they have. Hold the line, everybody. Please. Hold the line.
That's the truth, you know. It is really something. They are now mixing science and religion together to give a plausible, deceptive explanation now of the creation of man. It's fraudulent. It's fraudulent. They have totally erased Yah. They don't even know him, so. But, yeah.
No, as long as he's blessing, even though we know that it's not him, but he allows it to happen. But as long as they think that he's blessing them and that he favors them, everything is hunky-dory. Everything is great. And as long as he has us in derision like we have been for the past 400 years, now here it is all of a sudden, you know, the lights are starting to go off in our heads. We're beginning to realize not only who we are, but whose we are.
Yeah.
And that he's always loved us. So they're freaking out about that. Because like you were saying earlier about those natural disasters, I mean, this is really unprecedented. When you think about the natural disasters around the earth, it's always something going on somewhere. Sometimes everything at the same time, earthquakes, the fires, the tsunamis, or the hurricanes, it's always something going on somewhere. So, you know, these people see this, and they're wondering how come the black people aren't affected? How come the hood is not affected? It's always where we are.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because you did some things to black folk that you shouldn't have never done because you went overboard. Destroying whole towns, killing folks for what? Because they're black, or because they're black businessmen who have families. And you go ahead and you take a pregnant woman who's trying to get her husband out of jail, and she speaks up about it. You find her, you go ahead on and you turn her upside down, and she's pregnant, and you cut the baby out of her, and then you smash the baby's head with your boot.
That's terrible.
All right? Terrible. And then you laugh about it. You be laughing.
Terrible.
About it. These are supposed to be the Christians. Right?
Yeah, that's
the
terrible.
Christians.
It's terrible.
So many things that have happened to our people. So Yah is letting them know that, you know, you've gone way too far. And it's time to go it on to bring Esau's trouble. Be at peace, my people. Jacob's trouble is over with. It is over with. The two-thirds that are out there that is getting in trouble, it is because they're still going to those churches. They're still celebrating the holidays. or the Hellidays, they're still doing the things that they should not be doing, and Yah is letting them know. That's why he said, come up out of here, my people. But my people don't want to listen. My people don't want to listen, and they just keep on doing exactly whatever it is that they want to do. So he's trying to make a distinction.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? They even, oh, my goodness, I got to play this. This is only 5 minutes, but I got to let y'all hear this. Check this out. Listen to this. Here we go. Watch.
Patmos Island, Greece, 60 A.D. In a mountaintop cavern known as the Cave of the Apocalypse, St. John the Theologian wrote the last book of the Christian New Testament, the Book of Revelation. In the 12th chapter, it describes a heavenly realm called the New Jerusalem.
The Book of Revelation talks about the unveiling of a new world. And so there's the earthly Jerusalem. This is a new Jerusalem.
The New Jerusalem had 12 gates, three facing north, three facing south, three facing east, three facing west, one for each of the 12 tribes of Israel. This city also had measurements that were multiples of 12. That's very interesting. It connects with that divine 12 and then the ability to divide 12 into four sets of three. Very practical number.
While many take the Book of Revelation to be symbolic, there is one curious aspect which leads some to believe it was inspired by an otherworldly encounter.
In Revelation, this city descends from out of the sky, which leads the question, could the New Jerusalem have been a mothership or a city that descends from the ship?
If the Book of Revelation was inspired by an extraterrestrial event, one where John the Theologian witnessed a spaceship descending to Earth, might this explain how John had been taught about the New Jerusalem and the cosmic importance of the number 12?
The word angel is used 12 times in the Book of Revelations. Most of the time, these angels are telling the future. They are prophesying about some end time event.
In the Jewish, the Christian, the Muslim traditions, there is this idea of the world to come, that this world isn't the be-all and end-all.
Could it be that the Revelation prophecy isn't about a physical event, but rather the ushering in of a new age for mankind? And if so, might the formation of the Majestic 12 have set humanity on a path towards what is referred to in the Bible as the New Jerusalem? Ancient astronaut theorists say yes, and suggest that according to traditions from the other side of the world, the time of Revelation doesn't lie in the far future, but is happening right now. The Petén Basin, Guatemala, December 21st, 2012. Thousands of people congregate at the ruins of Tikal, one of the largest archaeological sites of the Maya civilization that thrived in the area of Central America for more than 2,000 years. The Maya were known for being incredibly accurate at tracking time by tracing the movement of celestial bodies. And it is on this exact day that the famous Mayan long count calendar comes to an abrupt end. Those gathered at Tikal and other important sites around the world are anticipating some earth-changing event, possibly even the end of the world.
So the Mayans had this prophecy, what we would call 2012, and they were talking about a coming new age or a coming new thing. The best analogy I ever heard about the end of the Mayan calendar was like it was an odometer. It wasn't the end of the world, it was the end of a system and then the beginning of a new system.
I find it quite fascinating that the Mayan calendar system contains this period of time, 144,000 days, which again, multiple of 12. So there's something very strange going on there, you know, with this number 12 recurring.
What's the end of the Mayan calendar, signaling not the end of the world, but a turning point for humankind? As far as ancient astronaut theorists are concerned, the answer is yes. And if the number 12 is some kind of alien code, it is profoundly linked to everything from the formation of the Majestic 12 to the events of 12-21-2012.
Many people were expecting possibly some big cataclysm. It was the end of the Mayan calendar. But instead, what happened in 2012 was a turning point in history.
Okay, now the number 12 has something to do with extraterrestrials. The New Jerusalem is the mothership. You see where they're going with this stuff? Incredible. It's incredible.
They're trying to discard us, that's all.
There's no significance. They call it the divine number. The number 12 now is the divine number. And it's only divine because the world was made for the 12 tribes of Israel. And then now all of a sudden John got his revelation from an extraterrestrial. It's crazy. But this is how far they're willing to go. And these are the things that they're willing to do. It is incredible. It's like, wow, really? Huh? Yep, so this is where we are today. And these are the things that are happening in the scientific world, and this is what's being pushed all over the television. And these are the people that don't know y'all. They don't. They're discarding the Bible completely. They're taking it at as though they're extraterrestrials. You know why? Because everybody, they don't want to accept the fact that it says what it says and that there's a punishment in there for us all. Everybody's going to get paid back what they did. They don't want to deal with that. They just don't want to handle that. So now, all of a sudden, these are extraterrestrials. It's unreal.
Well, I'm not trying to go off subject here, but Elon Musk
yeah.
came out with the first warp drive, apparently. So they're thinking that they're going to be able to traverse space, deep space, like going into Alpha Centauri and also beyond. But they're trying to get to Mars first. They want to put like 1 million people on Mars to have a Martian colony.
Hmm. Wow.
Keep telling you, you're going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere.
That is crucial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well. Hold on, let me get Brother Leonard. Brother Leonard, your mic is open. You on the air?
They already created their own end time scenario already in 1948. Nobody talking about that.
Yeah, they did.
I just see with the boats and all that. And
yeah, they did do that. That did.
They're operating off there right today. They're alive in the future here.
Yeah, that's true. That is so very true. And it's like the lie just keeps on going. Nobody questions it. Nobody says anything about it. And everybody just keeps telling, in spite of what the information is out there. So since they can't dispute what we talk about, then they bring the scientists on from the History Channel talking about ancient aliens. Extraterrestrial. It's crazy. No.
They're trying to be relevant. That's all there is to it.
It's craziness. Pure craziness. It don't make no sense. It really don't. It don't make no sense. It's just, and like you said, everybody's got to be ready to hold on to your faith no matter what you see or what you do, because you know what? There are beings out there. They are here. Some of them are coming here, and they're going to try to spin the story to say, this is just they laying the groundwork. That's all for when it becomes real and up in your face. They're going to be like, see, I told you these are the gods. There's no other god other than these people. These are the ones that came and taught society. They are. Those are the fallen angels. Those are the fallen angels that the Bible talks about. It's a shame. It's a real shame. It really is. It don't make no sense. No. So you just got to brace yourself and get ready, because like I said, the stage is being set. They got the information out there, you know, and they pushing this thing. If you watch the History Channel, they're talking about human hybrids. They're saying that there's a certain percentage of the human population that is living among us that's not 100% human. They do. They admitted that. How crazy is that? They admitted that.
Well, they always believe that they're that they're star children anyway.
Yeah, they do.
So for them, they just accept it, you know, no matter what it said. They don't care.
No, not for real. It's like, wow, okay then. No, nothing. It's just like whatever we say, that's what it is. That's law. So it's just, you know, when I saw that, I was like, you know, this is very interesting how they are spinning this story now. They're bringing in all these other civilizations and all these other nations. Well, we know it was 70 nations. We know it was. And each one of those nations received their own gods. So all they're doing is talking about their own gods, trying to make them be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that's not the truth. That's not the truth at all. No, but he said the deception was going to be great. They said the deception was going to be great. Now, I don't know. I mean, you know, you like, wow. Incredible. But with all the stuff that's going on, I would advise, well, I won't tell you to look at it because, I mean, you know, it's up to you, but those are the things that I was just sitting there like in disbelief, like, are you kidding me? Are you serious? But it's not surprising because, of course, they're going to play it down like what we're talking about doesn't matter. Of course, they're going to make it. They showed all the patriarchs and all them was white people. They showed Jesus and he was white. And I'm like, what in the world? But, again, that's what they do. So we just have to let it ride, I guess. And hold on, because we're going to be the underdog here in a minute where, you know, because like everything else, the world follows the leader. Whatever somebody else do, that's what they do. And if you tell them enough times, they're going to believe it, just like with this COVID stuff. Yeah, they put enough out there where people ran and got this stuff, and people with the virus, the vaccine and the boosters is still getting sick, and they dying too.
Thank you. That's exactly what's going on.
You know, and it's like, no. No, I went to my niece's funeral on Friday, and when I went in, my daughter and I went together, and when I got there, I had on my I-95 mask covered up with my glasses on, and I'm telling you, most of the kids in there did not have on masks. A lot of people in there were not wearing masks. They were not. And I'm already getting reports that people that came out of there that's vaccinated has tested positive for COVID.
Going around crowds, that's what do it.
You know, a lady that I know, her and her husband both was vaccinated, got the booster. Her daughter vaccinated. They went out for New Year's, came back, COVID. The whole family got COVID. So, you know, you tell a person something long enough, they'll believe it and they're going to go do it. You know, so if you got a God that's now an AI God that's talking and he's intelligent, people going to believe it. They'll believe it. They'll go see it just out of curiosity. Oh, it's just unreal. And the one I'm talking about is called Ancient Aliens, Alien Human Hybrids Revealed. They talking about them, that they live among us. It's crazy. Who would have ever thought, you know, that we would be living in such a time as this? It's unbelievable.
I discovered it.
It's unbelievable. You You know, it's just crazy. But, I mean, you know, we got to brace ourselves because Israel is the key. We're going to be the one to hold this thing down, and we're going to have to be the one to pray for real, for deliverance. For real. This is getting ready to get real interesting here. You know, so. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I just wanted to share that with you so you guys would know that now they're talking about when the city comes down, the New Jerusalem, that it is a mothership. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's a mothership.
Sound like George Clinton.
For real. For real. Funkadelic stuff. You know you're telling the truth. For real. And people will believe that. Guess what? If it is, you can't get in because it's only 12 gates, and all the gates are represented by the 12 tribes. And all the names of the 12 tribes, each one is on each one of those gates. And there's an angel that's guarding it, so you can't get in. And those angels are guarding it for a reason. Since you believe it's extraterrestrial, it's incredible the stuff they come up with. Whew. Well, you guys, I'm going to end the class early because my duty is over with. My day of what I'm, my duty is over today. So I am going to end this class early so I can release my little ones. I want you guys to have a wonderful rest of your week. We will resume classes and everything next week at our scheduled time. I can't wait to come back next week on the Sabbath so we can go into detail the things I wanted to say this week and was unable to do so. If the Most High will and allow me to be here, I will see you on Tuesday night for the women's call and then Wednesday and Thursday night for the reading, and then we'll be back on the Sabbath for the class. But I wanted to share that with you. I wanted to show up so we could give some information. And you all have a wonderful rest of your week, and we'll talk soon. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Thank you for joining me today. Bye.
Shalom.